More than 2,000 years ago, the mysterious Nabataeans carved the sandstone city of Petra out of the desert rock. Today, this long-abandoned site is an archaeological treasure. Park City started in the 1860s as a rough-and-ready mining town. Prospectors discovered rich veins of gold, silver, lead, and zinc in the Wasatch Mountains. Fortunes were made and fortunes were lost. Busts followed booms. There are a billion people in the world just like Miguel. 1 billion people whose survival depends upon what they can grow on about 2.5 acres per family. 1 billion people with never quite enough. Welcome to the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People with Dr. Stephen R. Covey. In this program, Stephen shows that effectiveness with ourselves and with others is based upon our individual character. This ancient stone plaza on the island of Raiatea, not far from Tahiti, was a cradle of Polynesian exploration. Here, 1,000 years ago at the sacred marae of Tapu Tapu Atea, navigators and priests gathered for ceremonies and sacrifices before voyaging thousands of miles across the Pacific to Hawaii, New Zealand, Nuku'hiva, and back. The ancestors of this tree were called kuchuk, or weeping wood, by the natives of the Amazon jungle. The gummy material from its condensed sap was first studied in 1735 by the French scientist Charles Alagon d'Amin. He tried to find a commercial use for it, but was stumped by a seemingly unresolvable problem with its physical properties. It was soft and tacky in the summer, hard and brittle in the winter. Then the English discovered that the stuff was useful for rubbing out pencil marks on paper, so they called it rubber.